The interesting thing, and you know, we'll all kick ourselves afterwards if it turns out to be, is Ante Zizic started the season in Efes, and what if all of a sudden he turns in a monster game against his former team?
That's a very good one.
Yeah, I don't have the guts to pick it, but I'm just saying I see the storyline.
Yeah, how much is Ante Zizic? 6.4 credits. Man, you convinced me.
This is the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge Podcast with Javi Gancedo and Frankie Sachs.
Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge Podcast. This is episode number 31 and our first postseason edition.
Yes, and we only left with the EuroLeague. The EuroCup is finished, and Paris Basketball is the new BKT EuroCup champion. I just came back from the finals. It was exciting. Congratulations, Frankie. He won the private league of the company. And
Thank you.
Well, by far, by 150 points, which is a lot. So, wow.
Yes, now it's time to make my run in the private EuroLeague, in the EuroLeague private league, and see if I can catch you.
Well, anyway, we have a lot to talk about. The play-in is starting this week, and of course, we'll know the playoff picture at the end of the week. But, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about it, how it works, and how it works for fantasy also.
So, four teams for fantasy. You have four teams to choose from on Tuesday and two teams to choose from on Friday. It is seventh and eighth place against each other, the top two teams in the play-in showdown, which are Maccabi Playtika Tel Aviv against Baskonia Vitoria Gasteiz. The winner goes straight to the playoffs. Seventh place plays Panathinaikos. The loser will place the winner of the other play-in showdown game, which is Anadolu Efes Istanbul against Virtus Segafredo Bologna. That game on Tuesday, loser is out. Their season ends. The winner plays on Friday the loser of the other game, and that team will finish in eighth place and face Real Madrid in the playoffs starting next week.
Also, in fantasy, you'll see that some teams have been eliminated, but some teams are still in the game but not playing this week, and everybody's marked with a red spot. The best way to handle fantasy is to go, to the main page, and when it says teams, just select the four teams, Efes, Maccabi, Virtus, and Baskonia, and then you'll see only the players of these four teams who are the only players that are going to get points in these two rounds. Of course, two teams will be eliminated, one because it made it to the playoffs and the other because it's out of the competition. There's only one game on Friday. So we recommend you to do that, to discard all the teams that are not playing this week and just see on the screen which players are actually playing in the play-in.
That's an expert hack, so thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, well, it's not that big deal, but yeah. The thing is that, what do we do now? I mean, it's only four teams. A lot of fantasy managers are going to choose the same player. So we thought about this, and we thought that maybe we can do this. Select all four teams, and in each team, we're going to give you, well, the star player that everybody should have, the player to avoid, and the surprise player who you should get, and maybe can give you an extra boost. Remember, Friday and Tuesday, there are no trades. I mean, you cannot trade in between rounds. There's only one turn. So maybe it's recommended to have six good players and four not so good players on the bench, because you're not going to be able to swap anyway. So the six players that you think are going to do well, go for them, all of them, and then fill your bench with whoever's left. And also, of course, try to get a winning coach, because this is going to be more important than ever.
The tricky thing this week is what it'll all come down to, I think, for the teams that finished the very top is who is your captain, which is a very, very difficult selection. More difficult than ever before, because there's only one day of games. There's only one turn to choose from. And who has a stronger bench, because so many teams will be loaded up with the same stars. And all of a sudden, you have a breakout guy who gets 25 on the bench, even though that's 12 and a half. That could be the difference in doing better than others.
I'm laughing because, of course, we had the experience of the EuroCup players, but in the EuroCup players, there was no dilemma who could be the captain. You put TJ Shorts, and he was quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals MVP for the first time in the history of the competition. So it was really easy to pick a captain, and this time it is not. It's so difficult. But anyway, let's start with the first game, Maccabi. Star, player to avoid, and player to pick, let's say under 10 credits.
Oh, under 10 credits, that's tricky. I think the star that everyone has to go with is Wade Baldwin. Although, honestly, out of all four teams, the best center available is Josh Nebo. And I think we will see most teams will have both of those players.
Yes, I agree. I think if you have to pick two players from one team this week, that's Maccabi. And you have to go. They've been solid since March. Balogun was MVP of March, and Nebo was probably second if we had a voting. They led Maccabi to a perfect record and over 20 PAR of average, both of them. So, yeah, I mean, these two players are mandatory. I think that the player to avoid maybe is Lorenzo Brown. He hasn't been playing really well lately, and probably that's going to be the same in a really, really, really tough game against Baskonia. So I wouldn't pick Brown. I think people should have other priorities than picking Lorenzo Brown right now.
I think that if you can afford to have a guy like Lorenzo Brown on your bench, if you're deep enough and he can be your seventh or eighth player, there is a chance. He actually had a very strong game on Saturday night in the Israeli League. I am nervous because he's shot poorly this season, and I just don't know if all of a sudden he's going to start making the shots. I don't think he's made a three-pointer in four games. But he's still Lorenzo Brown. He was All-EuroLeague first team last season, and it's not inconceivable to think that he'll have a big game. He right now is on the bench in my team, though I understand why you might want to avoid him. The player I would say to avoid right now, mostly because of injury concerns, is John Di Bartolomeo, who missed the last game, missed the last Israeli League game, is questionable for the game. You might think, oh, he's cheap, and he makes some big shots, and he's a good defender, and I want him for my team. I probably wouldn't risk it. That could open the door, though, for somebody like Timur Blatt to get more minutes. Although one thing, which is true for not just for Maccabi, for all the teams, when you go heavy in the stars, they're not resting them that much. This is do or die, basically. So you might see the stars playing 35 minutes. I would try not to get too cute with the reserves if you can afford not to.
Yeah, well, the player who under 10 credits, I would go with Antonius Cleveland. He's been playing well. He could be a good end of the bench fill for either Tuesday or if Maccabi loses Friday. But like what you said about Tamir Blatt also makes a lot of sense. So these two players I would consider to have on my bench.
So now we do Baskonia?
We do Baskonia. And I'm going to let you start with Baskonia because you did really well last week. And there's a reason why.
I did well last week because I had Marcus Howard as my captain. And
as a desperation choice for captain. Say the truth. You had no other player available. Everybody on the bench.
I had Nigel. I had Nigel Hayes-Davis.
No, it wasn't a good choice. I mean, it was not a good week for Nigel. Watch out, Nigel. He's going to play really well in the playoffs, I'm sure. So, but, I mean, Marcus Howard has been playing really well.
He's been playing really well. He also just won the game for Baskonia in the Spanish League. He's a big-time player. We all talk he's not a great fantasy player because he shoots a lot and he can miss a lot of shots. But Maccabi is a team that lets a lot of guards shoot. And I am, even though Marcus Howard may not be one of my top four or five highest-priced players in my team, I may end up going with him as the captain because whether or not, regardless of who wins this game, I think Marcus Howard could put up a lot of points and have a high PAR. And conversely, I would be nervous about Wade Baldwin, who might have a great game, but I think that there will be a lot of pressure on him defensively. They will challenge him a lot. I don't know if he's going to explode to have a big game, but I think that Howard, if the shots are falling, he could have a monster game.
Yeah, well, I'm going with Chima Moneke, not just to... Because I think Maccabi is kind of weak in the power forward position with Jake Cohen and James Webb. They're not the best defenders in the EuroLeague. And Moneke is having a great season. I think he wants to put Baskonia in the playoffs, like Bogdan Bogdanovic said, by the way, who was bragging about it privately. But I think Moneke will have a very good game. He's been consistent, solid all season. Why not this time when he has kind of an advantage against Maccabi? So Moneke would be my choice over Howard. That's my point.
I'll tell you, the cheaper player who I think is worth taking is Kotsar, who had already one very strong game this season against Maccabi. And for his price, again, you don't, you know, the guys you have on the bench really matter this week if you're not starting. I think most people have Nebo at center, but I don't think it's a bad idea to go with Kotsar as your backup center.
Yeah, and then my prayer to avoid, just because I don't like his matchup against Colson, is Taras Sedekerskis. Nothing wrong with Sedekerskis. He's a great rebounder. He is a homegrown talent who will be ready to battle in every do or die game. But I don't like his matchup against Colson. That's why I'm picking it no more recent. And then the cheap guy that I would go to is difficult because it's hard. But only to fill the bench just in case he has a good game, just in case there's a problem with Miller McIntyre, I will go with Chris Chiozza. But I wouldn't pick cheap Baskonia players in general.
I agree. I don't know if there's somebody that's undervalued that I would really want. And I think you hit the nail on the head with Sedekerskis, who in general has not been, since he's, you know, he missed a couple games for injury, he has not been the same player since he came back. And he's still carrying the high price from his excellent first half of the season. So I don't think that's a player that you want right now.
Well, we'll talk about the coaches at the end, but I was sticking with Mijatovic. I think FS will win, and that's why I'll keep Mijatovic. But FS, Lucky or Clyburn? That's the main point. I'm really short of credits in my team, and I'm going with neither of them. But if I had to choose between one or the other, I think probably Clyburn has a better choice to have a good game than Larkin. Just because Larkin has to battle against people like Alessandro Paiola, who is playing really well lately and a good defensive player. And Clyburn has the ability to play the three and the four, so he can find advantages against especially Sangalia. So we'll see.
I agree with you 100%. I am going with Clyburn. I'm not going with Larkin, even though I could have afforded him. I could have gone with a six superstar lineup and cashed out the bench, but I'm willingly not going for Larkin because of the defense on him. And because even though he led the league in PIR, we've seen the last month a number of times where he's played for the team and the team has done well and he just hasn't put up the numbers, which is honestly the true measure of a superstar. Not sorry, a fantasy superstar, but a true superstar, making sure his team wins without getting the numbers. I salute him for that. But do I want that risk? You know, if they're going to double team him, take him out of the game, do I want him for 18 credits to you know, give me a PIR of 8 or 10? I don't want that risk. So I'm not taking him, and I'm going with Clyburn. But who else? You must have somebody on FS on your team.
No, I have two applies, just because I need a cheap center, and out of the cheap centers, he's the best choice. He plays, and plays. And then I have Erchan Osmani, who has been fantastic lately. He has, I think for a bench player, 5 credits or 5 point something. It's fantastic. So these are the two FS players that I have. But player to avoid is really difficult. The easiest is to go with Darius Thompson or Tyree Jones. But instead, I mean, there are 3 players very well, and I think it's a little bit of a gamble. One of them, I'm sure that they're going to do really well. Rodrigo, Elijah Bryant, and Dan Oturu. Bryant played really well, especially in the first quarter of the other day on round 34 against Spezza. Oturu has been really good off the bench, and Bebois is an experienced player who can go off in every game. So I think that whoever nails which of these 3 players are going to play well, he'll have a really good fantasy week, if he does well all the other things, of course.
So I'm predicting that player will be Bryant, and he's on my team. He's had 2 pretty good games this season against Virtus, and if my fear comes true that they sell out to stop Larkin and other players benefit, then Bryant's going to be one of those players who benefits. So I have him on my team, and I expect a strong outing out of him.
All right. And out Virtus, I mean, hands down, Sangalia has to be in every team, I think.
Yes.
He's the star. I mean, if you have to have a Virtus player, that would be Sangalia. I have 3. I have, I also put Onion Dobrich on the bench, and Ifa Lundberg. I think Lundberg matches up well against FS. He had a really good Final Four game against FS many years ago, I think, or not so many years ago. But I like his choices. He played well also in round 34. I think Lundberg is my choice for 6-man in this round. So, but yeah, going back to what we said, Sangalia is the man. Sangalia has to be in every team.
I think that Mickey is a option if you're looking for somebody who's cheap at the forward spot. I have a good feeling about Marco Bellinelli. I don't think you'll see him in my team in the end, but I do think that there's a chance that, especially if Virtus is trailing, they're going to look to get him a lot of shots and he could put up some nice numbers. But yeah, I think you had it right. Toko is the must have guy. That's the guy we all want to have. The interesting thing, and you know, we'll all kick ourselves afterwards if it turns out to be, is Ante Zizic started the season in Efes, and what if all of a sudden he turns in a monster game against his former team?
That's a very good one.
Yeah, I don't have the guts to pick it, but I'm just saying I see the storyline.
Yeah, how much is Ante Zizic? 6 points from credits. Man, you convinced me. I'm going to put systems instead of place. Yeah. I like it. What can I say? It's a very good choice. So as for cheap players, there are two very good options, I would say. Onion Doric is kind of up and down, but Payola has been playing well. He had too many fouls and not drawing any foul in round 34, but I mean, he's passing the ball well. He's rebounding. He's playing more. And at 6.1 credits, you don't get much better than that. So if you're short of credits and you need a bench player, Payola could be a very good choice this week. So that's how I see it.
Yeah. I know, like you, I am going with Tomi Atovic as the head coach. I think that FS will win this game. So I was not looking for any bargains on the Virtus team. Actually, looking at my team here, I actually have Justice Hollitz as one of the cheap players on my team. So I could throw some names out there of the guys from Virtus who might score much or might do better, especially if it's a fast-paced game. Maybe they'll put up a lot, but honestly, I don't believe in them, so I feel like it's not fair just to say the names.
Yeah. Well, my team provisionally, because I really think that FS will win, because I have Mijatovic as coach, but I only have one FS player, so I have to change that in somehow. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But my team is going to be Baldwin as a captain, Marcus Howard, Chima Moneke, Schengelia, Nibo, and Lundberg. And then on the bench, Ante Zizic, Payola, Osmani, and Antonius Cleveland of Maccabi. So, like I said, I only have 116 credits. That's probably like 15 credits less than you. That's one full good player. So that's why I'm forced to leave something on the table. Probably, maybe I'll end up switching Moneke or Schengelia for Cleveland. I think Cleveland will have a very good game. So that's my team so far.
Yeah, I have 132 credits, so it did allow me to sell out and go with six big players and still to allow me to have some decent players on the bench. I will go with the starting lineup of Nibo at center, Moneke, Schengelia, and Clyburn as the forwards, one of them as the sixth man, Wade Baldwin and Marcus Howard as my guards. I'm still undecided as the captain. Probably the what you will see on the screen right now is Howard as captain, but I may make that change at any point before the games tip off on Tuesday. And on the bench, I have Elijah Bryant, Justice Hollitz, Mike Kotsar, and Lorenzo Brown.
Okay, not bad. I encourage people not to take Brown, and then you go and take him. Nice.
It's a roll of the dice. I have him on the bench. How much could he possibly hurt me on the bench? But if he ends up having a big game, that could be a difference.
That's a plus.
Yeah,
and absolutely. What could be a bad choice on Tuesday could be an excellent choice on Friday, because there's a shortage of players.
So let's talk a little bit about one of the things that you want to look at when you're building your team for Friday. You do want to look at the minutes played on Tuesday night. Unless the games become blowouts, if the games are close, either one of them, the team that wins the 9-10 or the team that loses the 7-8, guys that play, now it's not a 48-hour turnaround like in a double week, but still, I think their teams are going to go all in. And if you see guys playing 35 minutes, you may want to think about how are they going to do on Friday. The adrenaline will kick in. Everyone's going to be there. But I would absolutely look at all the normal things, matchups and what you think, who's going to win, the extra 10% for winning, all that stuff. But guys that play close to 40 minutes, which might happen, and have to play again on Friday, I might be nervous about them. On the other hand, it's only two teams on Friday, so a lot less players to choose from.
By the way, where are you going to watch?
I'm going to watch on EuroLeague TV.
All right. And you're going to follow the EuroLeague injury report on the website because we write it basically, and we get first hand information from the team. So
of course, the injury report is a must for fantasy players to see what's out there, what you know, what's being reported. Sometimes we know, sometimes it happens behind closed doors. We don't know, and the only place to get that information is what the teams feed us officially, and we put it out there so everybody will know.
All right. Well, take into account that you can follow us on Twitter and find us and talk about Frankie's Mr. EuroLeague. I'm Gancheta with a double T. Also on YouTube, you can leave us comments. We'll be happy to read them and reply all the time. And that's it. Enjoy the play-in. It's going to be a new experience.
Before we go, do you want to pick the games?
Sorry?
Do you want to pick who's going to win the games?
Ah, of course, yeah. I have no problem. I think Baskonia wins and Efes wins.
And then who wins on Friday?
That would be Maccabi Efes. That will be a question for after the games on Tuesday. I'm just picking Tuesday winners. We'll see.
Okay, I'll do that too. Then I think that Maccabi wins and the two home teams, Maccabi and Efes, both win.
Yeah, I mean, there's no do-or-die game that wasn't won by the road teams since 2006, when Baskonia beat Panathinaikos in Athens in a best-of-three playoffs. After that, every time there's been a game three or game five, the home team won. So maybe it's a time to see some surprises. We'll see.
We will see.
All right. Well, take care. Enjoy the games. It's a new experience. Three do-or-die games in the same week. That's amazing. So enjoy the games and don't forget to trade. Remember, you have a limited trade, so you cannot go wrong.
And when you see us next, it will be time for the real playoffs.
All right. Yeah. Take care and enjoy the games, all right?
Bye, everybody.